Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. The Bemidji Blowdown in June is the top weather event of the year in Minnesota. Assistant State Climatologist Pete Boulay says it started with strong tornadoes in North Dakota and evolved into a derecho in Minnesota.
And Beltrami County was especially hard hit. A lot of damage, especially in Bemidji itself and the state park. Some 100 to 200-year-old trees were toppled down, and some people were without power for 6 days. So very noteworthy event. Those people up there will definitely remember it for years to come.
Beltrami County officials said an estimated 9 million trees were lost in the hurricane-force winds. Boulay says this storm has its own Wikipedia page. And now Minnesota's sports review for the year with Mike Grimm.
Steps up in the pocket. He's holding it too long.
Just run.
Throw it, man.
Brings back a ton of memories and makes me feel even more and more excited about this opportunity.
He's tripped. Back comes Mass. They shoot. They score. Oh, my God.
And the Golden Gophers are WBIT champions.
They've won 13 straight games, the second longest winning streak in Twins history.
They foul all the time. And then you can't really touch Shea.
A convincing win for the Thunder. And they win the Western Conference Finals.
Deem those three people semifinals playoff worthy is malpractice.
The right time for a new voice and a new direction.
I'm so happy to stay 9 more years.
Honored and humbled to be the 15th manager of the Minnesota Twins.
And the axe stays here.
The right place for him is to put him into the protocol.
Jalen Smith walks it off.
Team USA suffered its first loss at the World Hockey Junior Championship, falling to Sweden 6-3. The Americans never got on track against the Swedes in the game for the top seed in the quarterfinals. Team USA finished in second place in the Group A preliminary round. New laws are now in effect for Minnesota boaters and deer hunters. MNN's John Anderson has more.
The new year brings new surcharges and water use permit fees for boaters. The annual surcharge to fund invasive species control will range from $14 to $62, depending on the size and type of boat. And for deer hunters, the shotgun zone that restricted deer hunters to only using shotguns, muzzle loaders, and handguns in southern Minnesota is repealed. Starting today, hunters can use all legal firearms for deer hunting statewide during regular firearms hunting season.
Two lucky tickets are turning dreams into reality today, each worth a cool million in the Minnesota Millionaire Raffle. Minnesota State Lottery Executive Director Adam Prock says tickets for this year's raffle sold out in 14 days.
This year was our 20th anniversary, and so we really blew it out.
A total of 800,000 tickets were made available for the 2025 raffle. This is MNN.